So you would not, there would not be any objection on the state's part if there was a bench trial?
And what we've been working on is the details of how that would look. And we're really close to that, but we still need to, of course, do the waiver hearing for the defendant and work out all the final details of that. But as to the process being agreed to, the state has agreed to a bench trial.
Okay. Right, Peterson, continue.
In that regard, what Mr. Kirsch didn't say is that we've actually met in his office at his invitation and have sort of outlined the structure and the series of stipulations that would be involved in the actual bench trial process. Mr. Parrish and Mr. Jansen have been very helpful and very diligent in assisting us in looking at ways that we can reach stipulations, ways in which we can submit the preliminary hearing evidence to the court and supplement it with appropriate PowerPoint presentations so that the court understands everything that came in at the preliminary hearing. And Mr. Parrish and Mr. Jansen also have met with their administration to get basically approval of that general outline and premise for that process. And so I just wanted to make a record of that and thank them for that extra degree of diligence, because I think that's very important for Mr. Metz's case and the way it should proceed. Mm-hmm.